Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine. She must be a little bad.
SRV, ladies and gentlemen, Stevie Ray, the late great Stevie Ray Vaughan, bringing us back. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Anita Rosen is our guest, a longtime Brain Trust member, more than 11 years now as a Brain Trust member. She's the author of E-Learning 2.0. She's forgotten more about the digital internet world than you and I will ever know, and she's our good friend. Anita, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about what has changed, what hasn't changed about touching customers, dealing with customers, and the fact that the rules have not changed so much, but the tools have changed. And in that process, the tools are kind of changing the rules, aren't they?
At some level, yeah, they are. I mean, the old stuff is still there. It's just there's new layers of things.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to learn. You still need to know about your customers. You still need to understand what they want. You still need to know about your message. But now there's all these other delivery mechanisms, mm-hmm. and that adds a lot of layers. And for companies, in some ways, the changes are more. Because it used to be, when you were a big company, all you did is talk. You never listened.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and little companies, if you're a little teeny company in a little teeny town, you knew everyone.
Mm-hmm.
They all know you. Everyone talked to everyone. It was like a party line. So if there was anything, there was gossip all over the place, and everything just flew.
Yep.
Big companies never were part of the gossip. They were too big. And now with the internet, it's turned things around.
That's
big
right.
Companies are kind of like little companies.
That's right.
That way.
That's exactly right. And this is where the word of mouth was good for, the good word of mouth was good for small businesses, as you say, in small towns, and the bad word of mouth wasn't, but the bad word of mouth didn't hurt big companies as much. But the new word of mouth, which is user-generated content, like on Yelp and all the other different sites, that is leveling the playing field for small businesses and big companies, isn't it?
It can. I mean, the big businesses can have a lot of people in there, and they still have, you know, it's hard when you're a small business and there's a couple of you to do all of these things.
Yep.
Where big businesses can hire, you know, 10 people just to handle their social media.
But I'm talking about the word of mouth where somebody, there was a time when if you bought something from a big company and you didn't like it, nobody else knew about it.
Right.
But now you can tell the world about it now.
Correct. So, you know, at some level, it's harder for businesses because it's harder to maintain the message, because if you have this one message and then you have people complaining, it's, you know, you can't sit there and keep on saying your message.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also easier because now you can have people always monitoring what people are saying, and if there's a problem, you can be right on it.
Well, that's exactly right.
So you can use it as an advantage. It's not necessarily a disadvantage. It's that you have to be proactive,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be right on it.
But it does require more things to do these days.
Yes. Yes.
You have to have a web presence.
Yes.
You need a mobile strategy. You have to have some kind of a social media strategy. You know, I've said in my new book, Anita, as you know, I said mobile wasn't any part of your past, but it's going to dominate your future.
Oh, completely agree.
And so,
how many of us have smartphones now?
Yeah, almost everybody. Because
you know,
now, as of now, it's no more expensive to make a smartphone than a dumb phone. So everybody's going to have, within a year, everybody will have one.
Well, yeah, well, I have a dumb. Well, the big difference between smartphone and phone cost is your carrier, not
That's
the phone.
Right. That's right.
So your carrier costs go up triple.
And the more people who have mobile, you know, the more they have the smartphones, the more they'll use it as a tool. And this is why for the last 3 years, Anita, I've been telling small business owners, if you don't have a smartphone yourself, you don't know what your customers expect from you.
Right, right. Well, you know, just look at how people use their smartphone. You know, how many of us get in the car today and we could leave our wallet at home, but we wouldn't leave our smartphone at home.
That's right. Yep.
We don't go anyplace. How many people go into young people go into a party and they leave their purse, like as a woman would leave their purse in the car, but would never leave their phone in the car.
How would they tweet if they didn't have their phone, right?
Yeah, well, how would they communicate with anyone?
How would they do a selfie if they didn't have their phone, right?
Yeah.
What do you say to small business owners? How do you help small business owners understand how to manage their resources and their time to deal with all this?
Well, the first thing is to make sure that you have a clear message and you've written it down, which sounds old-fashioned and ridiculous, but you wouldn't believe how many small business people haven't written down what their message is.
The word that you're looking for there, Anita, if you pardon me, is fundamental.
Yes.
Fundamentals, folks. This is one thing to remember. Some things have changed and won't change. And what you just said is fundamental to business, regardless of whether it was 20 years ago or 20 years from now.
Right. So you need to have it in writing. Because maybe if you were a really small business, you didn't need to do it because you were standing there in the business and you greeted everyone
right.
that walked
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
But now when you have a web presence, you need to write it down because I'm not saying that you, well,
and that's
talk
what
about
you,
it later.
And it's what you stand for, right? I mean, what you stand for as a business. It's what you stand for as a corporation, as an individual, your mission, your role for serving customers, as well as your values.
Right.
Those are important, too. We're going to get more out of Anita after these messages. Here's John Mellencamp to take us out. 10 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.